Let's bring in Brian Nelson now, the head coach at Mary Persons. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not a whole lot, man. We certainly do appreciate the time this morning. 2 weeks to the day to the season starts. I'm sure the juices are flowing by now for you.
Yeah, they are a little bit. I mean, it's a little bit different year for us, but you know, that doesn't change the flow of the juices, so to speak. It's always an exciting time. This year might be a little scary time too. I don't know. I mean, we got to see what we got, but definitely, you know, football season and for sight, everybody gets a little excited.
Brian, when you guys lost a lot off a really good team last year, who are some of the guys you're seeing kind of stepping up and taking over some of those new roles?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell right now. You know, I try to tell our guys all the time, like, Friday night is so valuable, you know. I always kind of look at it like, to me, it's not returning starters and how many has got back and how many it's the experience. I mean, there's no substitute for experience, you know, and that's probably the biggest thing. But we've got Andre Jackson played a lot last year and started games. Tripp Moore started games, played a lot. We got a couple D linemen that played a lot last year. They weren't called starters, you know what I mean? And you know, Rico played a lot last year. Kelvin played a lot. Thomas Warren played a lot. He didn't start games per se, but he played a lot, you know. William Stewart, Wyatt Curry, Nate Howard started every game as a sophomore, got hurt last year, didn't play at all, and now he's back for a senior. So, I mean, we've got some guys, but still, it's just it's not enough. And then probably the most thing is in the spots that I feel like you really need experience, we don't have any quarterback, offensive line, you know. That's really the biggest difference, and I think those are the keys to, you know, not only a good offense, but a good football team too a little bit.
Brian Nelson, the head coach of Mary Persons, our guest. Coach, with that inexperience at quarterback and on the offensive line, as far as your offensive schemes and philosophies are concerned, does that limit you in what you can do, or do you feel like you'll be able to get most everything installed by the 23rd?
We've been working on the punt team a lot is what we've been doing.
Oh, man.
But we've got that down pat. But no, I mean, it does a little bit depending on what we do, and we may be – you know, we may do things a little bit different at times in terms of what our offense has been. I mean, we may, you know, schematically maybe a little bit, or formation-wise a little bit. But, you know, those are the biggest things. I feel like we've got, you know, our offensive line could be fairly young, but I feel like they're good players. They just really in any other year, they will probably be really good JV players right now, and then they would play really good for the varsity as juniors and seniors, but they're kind of being forced into, you know, playing on Friday night. A couple sophomores that I think are good players. But I think we understand too that they're probably going to make mistakes from time to time, and then quarterback, we're kind of the same way. We've got, you know, a senior that's battling out, and then we've got a ninth grader and an 11th grader, and you know, it's just, I don't, you know, we may play a couple of them, and I don't know if we'll really have a starter there as the season starts, but yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, they've been in the program, and it's Mary Persons, and there's expectations, and so, you know, see what happens.
Brian, did you have to change your own expectations for a team? I mean, as a coach, I mean, you have a high level of expectation and set a standard. But when you have a youngish team like this, how do you dial that back yourself?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, I mean, the people in this community, they don't care how many kids you graduated or how many, you know, how many you got coming back or who, you know, it's just the expectations to win football games, you know, and I think what we've been trying to get across to our players is really what this team is. We've got 5 non-region games, and we want to try to improve and get a little bit better in each one of those games. And then October 4th, we start playing region games, and that's when, you know, playoff seeding, home field, all that kind of stuff is determined. And we want to continue to get better every week, and then October 4th to kind of see where we're at, you know. But I don't think you really dial back the expectations. You know, I told him the other day that the bar is not being lowered for you guys because we're young or inexperienced. The bar is still going to be up here. Their job is to get themselves up to the bar. We're not going to bring the bar back down to them, if that makes sense to you, you know. And so we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I like this group. I think they're a good group of kids. You know, I like our young kids, and some of those kids are going to play. And then, you know, our seniors are kind of learning how to lead a little bit, you know. And that's a big thing for us, too. So who knows, man. I don't know. It's going to be exciting, though. It's kind of fun a little bit, you know. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Mary Persons will open their season on August the 23rd, 2 weeks from today at Gainesville. Brian Nelson has been our guest. Coach, we wish you the best of luck with it. And we know you got some talent there.
Yeah, we're going to need it, I think.
Oh, those kids will step in there, Coach. Y'all will be fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Good stuff.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for having me on, man.